O Christmas Tree by Von Seal, read by Interstellar Blue. Explaining Christmas to someone who had never even heard of holidays before, Ginu realized, was such an odd task. He first tried to make it as simple as possible. It's a holiday about giving presents and enjoying time with family. Young Jun looked impressed with Ginu's knowledge. What's a holiday? He questioned. It's just a special day set aside for an event. What event is Christmas set aside for? Ginu sighed and he grabbed Myung Jun's gloved hand as they walked down the street, swinging it in between their bodies. It's just Christmas, with lights and food and Santa Claus and Christmas trees. What's a Santa Claus? Myung Jun asked, inquisitive gaze never once leaving Ginu's face. And don't we have lights on every single day? And what makes a Christmas tree different from a regular tree? There were many questions. Ginu, fortunately, had all the time in the world to explain Christmas to Myungjun. He seemed to grasp most of the basic concepts. He was frightened of the concept of a jolly old man climbing down their chimney and eating their food. And he worried about Ginu's electric bill should they actually string up Christmas lights anywhere. He seemed to appreciate the idea of extra food, just so long as he could have his usual smoothie, and he asked Ginu to write down everything he could possibly want on his Christmas wish list. But, for some reason, he really couldn't wrap his mind around a Christmas tree. Ginu showed him pictures, took him to places that already had their trees set up, but Myungjun didn't understand it. Why on earth, he started asking, as Ginu led him through a small Christmas tree farm, would you chop a perfectly good tree from its home and stick it inside? From everything I've read, trees are supposed to be outside. It's a similar concept with that little cactus I have on my windowsill, Ginu responded, checking over the price tags of a few trees. His mother loved Christmas, and she would always ensure the family had a real tree for the holidays. They usually had large ones that made the entire house smell of pine, with lights strung artfully across branches, and tinsel hung from every open area. Since he had moved away, though, Ginu never had money nor space to set up a large tree in his house. But he wanted Myungjun to get a full experience of Christmas, as it was his first one on Earth, and if that involved shelling out the last of his paycheck for something he would toss out in 3 weeks, then so be it. None of these look like they're planted right now, Myungjun pointed out, kneeling to examine the tree trunks. The trees in your front yard always are inside of the ground. This one isn't. None of these are. Ginu, you told me that if you cut down a tree, it dies. Large eyes looked up at Ginu. Are these trees going to die? Ginu had nothing to say but the truth. I mean, after a while, they will. That's awful! No, it's fine, Myungjun. Look, the trees will last for a little bit, and they're going to die regardless. It's just sooner rather than later. At least with us, they'll look pretty before their death. When Myungjun still seemed appalled, Ginu sighed and tried a new tactic. They don't feel pain, sweetheart. Myungjun gave a small huff. Even I know that, he exclaimed, and he stood back up again, grasping onto Ginu's arm. Which one are we going to dress up and look pretty? Ginu had become used to Myungjun's sudden change in attitude and demeanor, and he just smiled and rolled his eyes. A small one, he responded, pulling Myungjun closer into him. The boy giggled and embraced the new warmth and affection in an instant, nuzzling his cold nose into Ginu's neck. How about this one? Ginu, with his free hand, gestured to the smallest tree he could find. It was definitely a dinky little thing, with half of its needles already gone and a lopsided tilt to its stature. And, despite how ugly it was, Myungjun gasped and nodded his head enthusiastically, dragging Ginu over to the poor worn-down tree. This one is perfect, he exclaimed. It's the cutest tree here. What should his name be? Christmas tree? Ginu offered. Myungjun clapped his hands together. Perfect, he repeated. I'll buy it. No, I'm paying. It isn't that much, not really. See, pretty cheap for a tree. He shelled out the correct amount of won, ignoring the salesperson who attempted to direct him to a better tree, a more expensive tree. This is only on clearance, maybe as a last-minute resort. It's especially ugly, not the sort of tree that would look great in your living room, the young woman announced desperately. Jinu just pointed to Myungjun, who had wrapped his arms around the tree and was giving it warm regards and words of gratitude, promising to forever love and protect it. My boyfriend is attached, Jinu told the lady, depositing the change in her hand. They carried it home together. It wasn't particularly large, nor was it heavy. The pine needles kept falling off as they walked home, leaving a green trail behind them, but Myungjun didn't seem to mind. He kept talking about how they would beautify it, how it would become the best-looking tree in the world. Jinu at first didn't think so, but the more Myungjun assured him, the more Jinu began to believe it to be true. After all, it wasn't as if Myungjun would make anything look bad. As long as they took their Christmas photo standing next to the tree, as long as Myungjun was there, it would be perfect. Of course, once they arrived home, Jinu asked, "How the hell do we set this up, Myungjun?" Myungjun shrugged his shoulders. "I thought you would know," he responded. "You know everything about Christmas trees. You've done a lot of research on them, I think." "Not really." Jinu leaned the tree up against the far wall for now. "I just remembered it from my childhood. Mom always set up a tree in our house." He stared at the tiny, stupid tree for a moment and finally sighed. "Okay, so I think we need a Christmas tree stand and some screws or something for it. A tree skirt, too. We don't have one of those." "What do we have?" Jinu glanced around and winced. He said intelligently. "Lights, a few ornaments I bought, and that's it." "Okay." Myungjun didn't seem deterred. "So we just buy the things we're missing, right?" "I'm out of money." Myungjun scoffed and dug around in his pocket, pulling forth some loose change and proudly showing it off to Jinu. "Don't worry, Jinjin, I've got you covered. You can't say I'm a useless boyfriend." "I would never say that," Jinu exclaimed. He counted out Myungjun's change. It might have been enough for a pack of gum. He didn't want to ruin his boyfriend's happiness, though, so he pushed the change gently back into Myungjun's hand and smiled. "How about we just forgo the tree stand and the screws and the skirt, and we can figure it out ourselves?" he asked. "All we need to do is make it stand up somehow." Myungjun, blissfully unaware of how difficult the task would be, grinned back at Jinu and stuffed the money into his pockets once more. "Okay," he said. "Most trees outside are buried into the ground, so I think if we bury this one, we're not digging a hole in my floor, Myungjun." Myungjun didn't seem very satisfied with that response, but he accepted it as wisdom from someone who had experienced living on Earth. He shot out a few other ideas, and short of, "If I had a spaceship still, I could probably go travel to a different planet and find aliens who might have some advice," he had nothing of value to add. They tried to prop it up solely by itself with a few bedsheets surrounding it to give it some sort of weight. It stayed up for 3 seconds, and then it fell on top of Myungjun, who crashed into the ground with a loud yelp. Jinu felt blessed that he was too poor to afford an actual tree, a good tree, because otherwise Myungjun would probably be squashed by the weight. As it were, the tree was easy enough to pick up. Myungjun was covered with bristles and needles, but he wiped himself down relatively quickly, then shot a beaming smile towards Jinu. His hair was mussed and his cheeks were red, but he looked in great spirits. "Christmas tree is a little stubborn, isn't it?" he joked. Jinu couldn't help it. He leaned forward, one hand holding the Christmas tree in its place, and then planted a soft kiss to Myungjun's bottom lip. When he drew back, Myungjun looked even more pleased. "A little stubborn," Jinu admitted. "Reminds me of someone." Myungjun nodded, seeming to understand, but his words were different from what Jinu was thinking. "Oh yeah, Sana, he's very stubborn, isn't he?" "Sure. Sana, that's who always gives me trouble. Not the silly alien that takes up more than half the bed space." Myungjun blinked innocently. "I have no clue what you're talking about," he announced with a gasp, and Jinu laughed, nudging Myungjun's shoulder once again, before turning his attention back to the stupid tree. In the end, it seemed the only thing left to do was leave it leaning up against the wall it had originally been on. Myungjun didn't seem to mind. He still took the time to toss lights over it, literally toss. He'd given up after a few minutes, and Jinu, already exhausted from dealing with Christmas tree in the first place, declined the pleas of assistance, and they both hung up ornaments together. They were plain plastic ornaments, mostly a mix of red and blue. Jinu wanted red and green for an actual Christmas feel, but Myung-jun had insisted on a bright blue color because it reminded him of rain and he liked rain a lot. All in all, it was quite an ugly tree. When they stepped back to admire it, Jinu realized it didn't look even partially as pretty as he'd expected it to. Shocking, considering he had lowered his expectations already. "Well," Jinu said with a loud sigh, "I'm sorry, Myung-jun." "For what?" Myung-jun was smiling widely still, plump lips pulled back to reveal shining teeth, and he hopped once happily before grabbing Jinu and pulling him in a tight hug. "We made Christmas tree look beautiful! Now he can painlessly die in our living room!"
"Oh, wow, that put me in the Christmas spirit," Jinu replied, and he sat down, admiring their terrible handiwork. He felt bad for the poor tree. At least in the Christmas tree farm, it had had some sort of dignity, being around other bare trees of its sort. Now here, it was dressed up in the worst fashion ever, shoved up against a wall to keep from falling. At least it had Myung-jun to fawn over it. That could honestly put anyone in such a great mood. Myung-jun, after cooing to the tree for a few extra minutes and straightening out their lopsided star, he just made it bend all the more, Jinu said nothing of it. Finally sat down next to Jinu, instantly curling into his side. Jinu didn't even have to think about it before wrapping his arms around Myung-jun and planting a kiss onto his cheek, adoring the giggle that his boyfriend made.
"Next time, let's get a nice tree," Jinu whispered.
"This one is nice, the nicest tree ever. We made it pretty together. It's our tree until it dies. I think it's perfect."
Myung-jun usually had strange ideas of the world, but when he explained his thoughts and his mindset, it all seemed to work. It was all fueled by his love and affection for everything around him. As crazy as he could be, he was happy, and he made Jinu happy, and that was all Jinu wanted in a partner, really. Someone to love him, and someone who could love him back.
"Myung-jun?
Hmm?"
Jinu smiled again, kissing Myung-jun's lips softly. Myung-jun melted into the kiss, sighing blissfully as they drew back, and then Jinu murmured, "Merry Christmas, Myung-jun."
"Thank you," was Myung-jun's response, and he grinned widely. "Should we get ready for the old man to come down our chimney? What is a chimney, though? Do we have a chimney?"
He supposed this Christmas would just be an intro to Christmas type of holiday, but Jinu didn't mind one bit. The end. Thank you for listening.